Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.
Last Tuesday I touched upon some common misconceptions concerning students' life. I do hope that you didn't get depressed too much, because today I'm going to present you part 2. Let's start. How many times have you heard from your lecturers that it's a good idea to study in teams or in pairs? Well, just because you can test yourselves, review the material, etc., etc. Yeah. Honestly, out of 2 hours of so-called studying together, how much time was really spent on studying and how much on gossips or psychological analysis of the lecturers or speculations of what may be or not included in the test? If you are not self-disciplined, forget about it. Eager for another misconception? How many times you went to a party, let's say an all-night party, you know, student party all the time, and what? 10 p.m. and out of the blue, the majority of the partying team says, "Sorry, I gotta go. I go to work tomorrow." God bless the times when students didn't divide their time into studies and work. Now, the market is full of part-time jobs, so those willing to support their parents or their own budgets with some spare cash to spend on studying stuff take up part-time jobs. And jobs, unfortunately, can't be skipped like your morning lectures. Misconception number 3. Your fellow students will always help you, especially during the exam. You've made up a strategy. You know exactly where you're gonna sit in the exam room. You even have settled the proper sign of a desperate need to find out the right answer. And what? Surprisingly, the lecturer brought 2 more watchdogs to help him during the exam. The room is arranged differently from what you originally assumed, and your fellow students, well, suddenly came down with a new variation of sclerosis and do not pay a single attention to your coughs, mysterious blinks of the eye, or other gestures signifying that you need help. Remember, during the exam, you're left on your own resources. No one will ever risk failing their exam just to help you. Sad, but true. The last misconception, well, no one ever would like to be accused of bribery, right? So let's say it concerns unbiased offerings. Flowers and chocolate. Probably every one of us has tried the strategy of collecting the money in a group, buying a flower or a box of chocolates, and giving it to the lecturer, well, of course, just because you liked him or her, but with the hidden intention of rescheduling an important test. How big surprise came afterwards when the lecturer accepted the chocolate and the test took place as planned. So next time, think twice. Maybe it's better to invest the last student's cash in a more certain investment.
Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.